Joliet Catholic Academy, Joliet, Illinois. Tom Thayer, part of Super Bowl history, Super Bowl 20.
In honor of Super Bowl 50, the NFL is giving a golden football to every high school who has produced a player or coach who appeared in a Super Bowl. That's more than 3,000 footballs.
I think the golden football is a great reminder to the NFL that they appreciate high school football and that these high school football players are important to the success of the sport.
Some members of the 85 Bears personally delivered the footballs to their alma maters in the Chicago area.
I think it gives every player the opportunity to kind of reflect back on who do you really want to thank for all of the opportunities that you were presented. You know, some coach found something in you that was just a little bit special and then nurtured it.
Looks pretty good.
Gary Fensick, Tom Thayer, and Emery Moorhead worked hard enough to make it to the pros and win a Super Bowl. But visiting their high schools brings back some of their fondest football memories.
Emmanuel Woodbury.
Emmanuel. All right.
Jalen Jenkins.
Jalen, how you doing?
Trey Banks.
This is when you're playing with your buddies. You know, you got to love it because these guys play for the fun of it and for the love of their school.
The school and community means everything to me. I think if anything I've ever got to do in my life, I think I appreciate this moment the most. People from the community that I knew that were playing for Joliet Catholic, you kind of got attached to some of those guys that were inspiring to you when you were young. And then you had the chance to play at Joliet Catholic. And they had a lot of success attached to my football opportunity here. In the 4 years I was in high school, the varsity program only lost one game. So you can imagine the pride you felt.
I don't want to get any fingerprints on this one, but, you know, I expect one to be in my basement, my little trophy room as well. We'll see when that happens. My dad was the assistant principal here, so I was a pretty good student and really good on the discipline side. My friends got away with murder, but I didn't. I was a janitor here, too, so I got to know all the ins and outs of the school.
Wow, you're really connected.
Yeah. I know how to, you know, take gum off of a floor. You appreciate that,
too. Good to know.
Yeah, a real useful tool.
Yeah, right? That's a skill.
But there were many other useful skills that these players learned in high school and took with them to the pros.
Commitment, discipline, you know, having to deal with adversity are all really valuable business skills as well. So this isn't just about, you know, this is going to make you a better football player, that's going to make you a better athlete. It's really learning those lifelong skills that are really, really important that when you're playing the sport, you don't really think about. But I think years later, you realize just how important that was.
These guys love to play. They're learning. They're learning about being good teammates. They're learning about teamwork. And they're learning, you know, about winning and losing and how it feels. So, you know, these things you can only experience in sports. And football is a great teacher.
The lessons that you're learning in football, the discipline, the team commitment, sacrifice, all of those things, whether you continue to play sports, football or basketball or anything else, the rest of your life, these are extremely valuable attributes.
It's a great honor for the school and for the program. It just reflects on how our coaches have instilled the core values in us. And he's a great example of what it means to be a Barrington football player, how he's had success not only as a football player, but as a person as well. It's a great testament to our school.
Good luck tonight, guys. Be safe. I've been here several times to this school. It's a great school. Got great memories. And I do whatever I can for them because if it wasn't for Evanston, I mean, my friends, my culture, I grew up here. So everything, I learned so much here.
And they all grew up rooting for the Bears.
Growing up and being a Bears fan and watching Bobby Douglas and as a kid, Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus, it was great to be and continues to be, great to be a part of that long history.
Who ever knew that I'd end up being back on the Bears? I'll never forget talking to Leslie Frazier. And I said, Leslie, you know, if the Bears ever win, he said, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And now today, 30 years later, the 1985 Bears are still one of the greatest teams of all time and certainly one of Chicago's most revered.